Spotlight now swings through trapeze artistry and choreographed acrobatics to land on the stages of Cirque du Soleil. Through Sunday, the innovative circus company is performing its traveling show, Varakai, at Orlando's Amway Center. The music you're hearing now is from it. Central Florida has a resident Cirque du Soleil show, La Nuba, at Downtown Disney. To mark Varakai's visit, I spoke with the artistic directors of both shows. Varakai's Fabrice Lemire was on the phone, and La Nuba's Daniel Ross was in studio. Ross began by explaining how Cirque du Soleil transcends typical three-ring acts.
Cirque du Soleil is an organization that put together circus shows, but circus shows mixed with theater. So it's been around for 30 years now. And what Cirque did, it really mixed all mediums and put that on stage. So we veered away from traditional circus while using some of the traditional circus arts and giving emotions to people.
Mr. Lemire, continuing with you, could you take me through the various acts of your show and what the plot line is?
Varakai is very much of a letting go of the past and embracing the end. No, it's about a young man will fall into a new society, a new community. What do you do to adapt? What do you do to look forward and move ahead? So in that storyline, this character of Icarus falls into the border of this forest. In his fall, the character of Icarus really just break his wings and break his legs. So how do you do to stand up again and walk? So every single act in Varakai will have something about an ability to stand and to do something extraordinary while maybe not using your legs. You know, the promise will stand on canes on their arms. The Icarian games will be these pairs of athletes who just are jumping and tossing people on their feet, you know, while flying in the air. All of this is really much about the ability to stand up again and just move on in life.
And Mr. Ross, can you walk me through the acts of La Nuba in a similar way?
On La Nuba, you have this character called the cleaning lady, and she just enters that castle or old house or manor or whatever you want to call it. And while she's coming in, she unleashes that whole world, which is a mix of her own memories, the story of humanity, and all of this. So the show starts where you have the city and a lot of traffic and people just going on their business. And as the show progresses, this kind of fades away, where the memories and the happiness of life and the joy of life is taking the place of that drab, gray and boring world. So the first act is a skipping act. It's a skipping rope act. And it happens in the city, in the street. And then after that, you have a beautiful high wire act, which goes much more into the memories. And then we go into a beautiful, fantastic juggling act with four Chinese girls who are about 12, 13 years old right now. I mean, just for this, it's worth the price of the ticket as far as I'm concerned. And then a bike act, BMX and trial bike. And that leads into a beautiful aerial act, which is we call aerial silk. And then a super juggling act, which is a balancing and juggling act. And then our two final acts, there's a trapeze act that brings us all in the air. Eventually, the cleaning lady, she meets her frog / prince. And it all, you know,
nice.
Yeah, that's our little wink to Disney.
I know your background is in dance, Mr. Lemire. Can you talk about the graceful movement in Cirque du Soleil performances and how that flows with live music in a way that you might not see at the average circus?
We take it to the next level. So we just don't do the trick for the trick. We put an emotion to it. We do a movement. There is another signature. There's another layer.
You'd go and see a big Broadway musical 10 years ago, and you'd see it today, and you'd see pretty much the same show. But with Cirque shows, it's more than that. It really expands and it grows. So that's why I really like what I do, because I see it grow all the time.
Daniel Ross is artistic director of Orlando's resident Cirque du Soleil performance, La Nuba. The music you're hearing now is from that show. Varakai artistic director Fabrice Lemire spoke via phone. His show is in town through Sunday. Information on both is at WMFE.org.